Let's get it, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Today, praise the Lord. You better go get your blessing just like the song say, hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody tonight, hallelujah, to the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God, the revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and growing. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in today, hallelujah. To the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, headed up by Apostle Elder A. Curry, bless the name of the Lord, who will be coming along and bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord later on in our program. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for each and every one of you on today. Hallelujah. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah. We thank God for you. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, Lord, we want to tell you thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for being present with us every step of the way. Hallelujah. Through the highways and the byways. Hallelujah. Through the mountaintops and the valley, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for leading us. Hallelujah, amen, through the valley of the shadow of death. And because you are leading us, Lord, we shall fear no evil. Lord, we praise your name. We magnify you. We lift you up high and holy because you are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we just want to bless your name on tonight. Our hearts and our ears are open and receptive to receive your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the revelation you are about to drop into our spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, Lord, we love you, and we bless your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Call recording
Hallelujah.
Is on.
And amen. We thank God once again for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah to the revival that just won't stop. The revival that keeps going and going and going and going. Bless the name of the Lord, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep growing. Hallelujah, until the wheels fall off this thing. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you that has called in, every last one of you who has tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to that throne of grace once again. Hallelujah. It's that time to come with your testimonies and to come with your prayer requests. This is the time. Well, you need to come forth and let the Lord know how good he has been in each and every last one of our lives. This is the time we come together, hallelujah, and we declare before the world how good our God is. Hallelujah, because somebody out there may not know we serve a merciful God. Somebody out there may not know that we serve a forgiving God. Somebody out there may not know we serve a loving God. Somebody out there may not know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's our job as those that know. Hallelujah. To tell those that know, don't know. Hallelujah. To enlighten those. That's how you can open blind eyes. Hallelujah. Being blind don't always mean you can't see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Being blind means you are without knowledge. And there are a lot of people out there without the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Without the knowledge of who Jesus is. Without the knowledge of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Without the knowledge of what Jesus can do. So it's our responsibility of those who know. Praise God to declare his word, to declare his goodness, to let everybody know how God brings us through song. He don't take us to song. Praise God. He brings us through song. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a shelter in that time of the storm. In other words, in the storm, I can hide and abide in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if I still get too weary of the storm, if I still get, hallelujah, too scared of what's going on, the Lord will wake up and say, peace be still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has the power, amen, to arise in our lives and call those storms that are going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us know this. Praise God. But unless we share this information with others, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the information we are to give away for free. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all you may. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. On tonight. Hallelujah. The last verse says, for the Lord is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You wonder why apostle always saying, give God a praise. Hallelujah. You wonder why we always pushing the issue of magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said in his word, glory to God, if you lift me up, I'll lift you up. His exact words were, hallelujah, if you lift me up, I will draw all men. Hallelujah, unto me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, how can we lift him up? Praise God. We lift him up through our testimony. We lift him up through our praise. Praise God. You lift him up just like you lift anybody else up. Hallelujah. You lift him up with an encouraging word. Glory to God. See, we don't get the fact that God wants to hear encouraging words too. Hallelujah. Praise God. You always want to hear what a good worker you are at the time. Hallelujah. What a good spouse you are. What a good child you are. What a good daughter you are. What a good son you are. Glory to God. You always want to be praised for your accomplishments. Hallelujah. Don't you hate when you do something? Hallelujah. For somebody, or you do something at all. Amen. And you get looked over. Praise God. Even worse, you do something and somebody else gets the credit for your work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same with God. Now, the Bible tells us that our God is a jealous God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he desires, he wants to be lifted up as well. He wants to be praised as well. Hallelujah. For what he's done for us. Not just for about what he's done, but for who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise the president just for being the president. Praise God. Ain't like he did nothing good. Glory to God. Ain't like none of them did nothing good. Hallelujah. But we give them honor just because they hold the position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yet the highest position in the universe gets no honor. Glory to God, hallelujah. If the flag is waving and the Star Spangled Banner starts playing, we got to stop, raise our hands to our head or over our heart, and we got to give the flag some respect. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God says, when am I going to get my respect? Hallelujah. Praise God. You always, this is the greatest country in the world. I'm so happy to live in the greatest country. I'm so happy to be in America. You ought to be happy to be a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to praise all of my creation. Hallelujah. But don't want to praise the one who created them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God for being the president when Jesus tells us no power is given unless the Father in heaven gets it. So the only power he has is the power he receives from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why we should praise God, because he holds all the power. He got so much power, he issues out power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They say the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. That means his mercy don't run out. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means he'll forgive you for your shortcomings. And not only will he forgive you, the Bible says he will separate your sins as far from you as far as the east is from the west. He said he will take your sins and put them behind him. He said he will take your sins and cast them into a lake of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Glory God. That's the kind of God we serve. The God, hallelujah, watch this, that chooses to forget what you did wrong. Hallelujah. God say, I forgot about it. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, your wife remember. Your mama remember. Hallelujah. 20 years later, your mama going to remind you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the only thing God going to remind you is how good he is, how much mercy he has had. Hallelujah. How much stuff I done chose to forget that you done did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he say his truth endureth. Hallelujah to all generations that endure it. When you see the ETH on the end of endureth, that means it continues. It continues to endure. Hallelujah to each generation. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means his truth is going to endure to the end of time. Glory to God. So the same truth that applied to Abraham, the same truth that applied to David, the same truth that applied to Peter, the same truth that applied to Paul applies to you. Glory to God. And what is that truth? When we go back in the Bible, he tells us, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. His truth endureth. Hallelujah. To the end of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Either you on the Lord's side or you're not. Praise God. If he says you on my side, hallelujah, amen, I got you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why David said, I've been young and I have been old. Hallelujah. That means my whole life. That's what he's saying. I've been young and I have been old, and never, never have I seen the righteous forsaken. That means left alone, left by themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. All their seeds have to beg for bread. They seeds they have to beg. Hallelujah. Even if the seeds wasn't righteous. It didn't say the seeds was righteous. Glory to God. Some of our kids are living off our righteousness. Some of us are living off our parents' righteousness right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to hand something down from generation to generation? You want to hand down a lineage from generation to generation? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hand down the righteousness of God. Glory to God. A cover. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. That's going to endure to your kids, until the clock run out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we open up the phone lines today, let's put that attitude that we like to call, hallelujah, attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Amen. Be grateful because the Lord is good. Be grateful that the Lord is merciful. Be grateful that his truth is going to endure. Hallelujah to the end.
Yes.
Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. The phone lines are open at this time. If you have a testimony or prayer request, please feel free. Bless the name of the Lord.
I want to thank God for Jesus. I want to thank God for Pastor Eddie Close, Brother Andre. Thank the Lord for Sister Linda. Thank God for everybody on the line today. Thank God that God is good. Even though we're losing loved ones after day after day, but God is good. Bless my
this
sister,
call is being
my
recorded.
Brother, bless my cousin Brian, bless my cousin Keeman, and all of them. Bless all the people in California, for fire. Thank God.
You're sure?
Kathleen.
You're sure?
Sean, Brian, King. All of you all. Go get your blessing. That's all King. I got to say.
Team?
Team.
Amen. Anyone else off today? Yesterday in the law.
I'd like to thank the Lord for the warm summer for the brand new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for my family and friends on the front line. Thank the Lord for Pastor Curry and Brother Andre. Thank the Lord for Brother Bobby, Sister Alonzo, Sister Landon, Miss Alberta, Miss Burgess. Janet, Cynthia, Jamal, Chris, Pastor Ball, Minister Crystal, husband James Maylott, Miss Kathleen, Mark Odell, Mark Jake, Monty Sanders, Mark Janice, and Mark Brunder. I thank the Lord for all my siblings, my relatives, my elders. Thank the Lord for my sisters, Kimi and Sean and Trista.
Mm-hmm.
My nieces and my nephews.
Yeah.
And the rest of my cousins and family and people I don't even know. I thank the Lord for them too. I thank the Lord for our president, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Thank the Lord for our military, our armed services, our Army, Marine, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Space Force. I ask that you go up and down the danger highway. Go up and down the danger highway, take care of the woman who's out on the road over the day. We'll be going in any dangerous world, dangerous trip we're living in. Father God, I ask that you take care of the ones in California as well. Give them some rain to kill the wildfires, Lord Jesus. Father God, take care of the ones out of Texas and Louisiana as well, Lord. Father God, or wherever they may be, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, showing me up for the brand new day. I thank the Lord for my family and friends. Lord, I want to ask you to please go in the nursing homes and the hospital, the jails, the prisons. Please take care of Linda and Giovanni, Sister Kathleen, Sister Virgie, Sister Annette Crystal, Pastor Bob, everybody, Lord, all your children. Take care of everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, Mama.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will always be in my mouth. I thank and praise God for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day, a day that I have never seen before. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I praise God for all the saints that are on the line. God knows us all name by name. So I thank him for letting us see another day, because this is the day that he has made.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
That's right. And I'm rejoicing him. I'm thanking him every day. I have a prayer request that you all pray for the young men and women throughout the world and around the globe. Pray for every ministry, outreach, every prayer line, every preacher, teacher, every apostle, every bishop, every saint, everybody that's worship and praising the Lord, and pray for the ones that's not, that they are coming in before it's ever less and too late. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, my brother. Amen. Amen. Do we have anyone else on tonight? Praise God with a testimony or a prayer with you. Yes, in the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for everybody. Amen. Who testified and all of the prayer requests that have gone up. Hallelujah. Before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly thank God for each and every last one of you on today. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to introduce, amen, the apostle, and then we're going to hear a selection. Hallelujah on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come together right now to tell you thank you, first of all. Thank you for each and everything that you've done for us on today, Lord. Hallelujah. The things that we don't even recognize, Lord, we thank you for. We are grateful for it, Lord. We want you to know we love you. We want you to know we appreciate you. We magnify you for it today, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified, and you are worthy to be lifted up, y'all. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you so much we can't show it enough. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bow. We rebuke. We cast away any work of the enemy on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind sickness and pestilence on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind disease on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind high blood pressure on tonight. We bind sugar diabetes on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. We bind it all right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we are made whole. Hallelujah, Lord, and we believe in your word. So we come together and agree, hallelujah, that these infirmities in our life are no more. Hallelujah, Lord. We bow the spirit of brokenness on today, the spirit of lack on today. Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke it, and we cast it away. Glory to God. We bind the spirit of depression right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We bind COVID-19 right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of our lives. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. Lord, bless the man of God. Bless the man of God as he gets ready to come forth with your word. Hallelujah. Touch his lips, Lord. Anoint him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet and allow his anointing to flow freely on tonight as it always does. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you once again and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is truly good all the time. Hallelujah. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to hear another word from the Lord. For some of us, this is our second helping of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you missed the early show, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We hear every Saturday around 1:30 Pacific time. Amen. 11:30 Pacific time, around 1:30 Central time, and around 2:30 Eastern Standard time. You can catch the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Sabbath Day Fellowship Service. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to tune in. Hallelujah. You're either going to be having brunch or lunch. Hallelujah. But we invite you to have it with us on Saturdays. Praise God. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God again. Hallelujah, as he's always done so faithfully every night. Hallelujah, amen. Since May 11th, amen, is the leader of the Jewish, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight. Hallelujah. He has been praying a dynamite word. Hallelujah. And I do not believe tonight will be any different. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about, hallelujah, none other, amen, than the Holy Apostle, my brother in Christ, amen, Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this next list, hallelujah, you will be in the hands of the man of God. How many of you know, praise God, hallelujah, that something, amen, has got to break, hallelujah, and a breakthrough is headed your way. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, on today. I'm sorry, give me 1 second, couple seconds of this. Amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what. Praise God. Hallelujah. God provides. How about that today? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provide. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat. Oh, what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive all just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need. Watch God provide. Yeah, He will provide. Before your eyes. Oh, He will, He will. Close your eyes, there's no more need to.
Somebody give God a praise, everybody. Come on in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know that God provides. Come on and give God a praise. If you know
that amen. God, hallelujah.
Come on, give him a voice and give him a praise. Give him a shout, hallelujah. He provides, hallelujah, glory to God. Everything that the devil speaks is a lie, glory to God, because God is faithful. God is true. Amen. Tell somebody online tonight, say, neighbor, God provides. Amen. He always comes through for me. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We give God praise. Glory tonight. Amen. God has spoke so profoundly and He is still speaking. Amen.
Amen.
Honor to Yahshua, who is not only the head of my life, who is my life. The Bible says in Him we live, move, and have our being. Amen.
Yes, God.
We thank God tonight. And to my dear brother. Amen. Friend, amen.
Listen, my brother.
Come on, give God praise for him tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. We bless God for Elder tonight. Everybody understand my voice, amen. I send peace, love, and blessings to you tonight, amen.
Amen.
We are in a good place. Tell somebody tonight we're in a good place.
We're in a good place.
We are in a good place.
Amen. God is, He is the head. And how many know that everything comes down from the head? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
As long as we got Him, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm thanking Him for this morning because He has opened up to us some truth. Somebody say some truth.
Some truth.
Some truth.
Yeah. Don't you know it's certain levels of truth that the enemy don't want us to know. Certain truths that when we become knowledgeable of, it puts us in a different place in God. And so this morning God allowed us, amen, to see that we are special to him, and he exposed to us who it is. Went over this morning. And thank God for what he's going to reveal to us tonight.
Amen. Pastor Cole.
Yes, brother.
Linda told me to pray for her.
Oh. So I definitely will do that.
Yes, but you're kind of fading out.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you or understand what you're saying.
Let me see if this will be a little better.
I can't hear you.
It's so low. It's really low.
Yeah, it's like a bad connection.
Okay. Amen. Hold on a minute, y'all. Hold on.
I can hear you.
We can hear you right there.
I can hear you right there.
Yeah, you sounded good right there. You was real clear then.
We have to fix this
person. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We rebuke the enemy right now that's trying to prohibit this sermon from going forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We find it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to give the apostle about 2 minutes, amen, to get this connection together. Amen. We're gonna jam real quick. 2 minutes. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on with you.
I can get it. We have a technical difficulties on both ends tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Where's it? There you go. Here we go.
Give God a praise that y'all can hear the man of God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God.
Amen. Amen. Saints, I really want y'all to be praying because you know the enemy don't want this word to get out right.
Amen.
Certain truths he don't want to get out. You know, certain knowledge he don't want us to know. Come on here, somebody. And God has opened up some things to us this morning that's going to put us in a different mindset. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God want us to know that we are more than what we think we are. Amen. The true identity of who we are as a committed Jew is based upon the teachings that I'm sharing with you right now. How many know that the enemy hate anything that looks like God?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so when God created us, when he created man, he said he created man in his image.
Amen.
After his likeness. Is that what the word say?
Yes.
And so the image deals with the physical part of God, but the likeness deals with the spirit part of God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so the Bible says that God created man from the dust of the earth. How many know that the color of dirt is not red, but the color of dirt, the original color of dirt, is really black. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Cause of the blackness and the darkness, the enemy don't want anything that resembles that to exist. So, let me just go somewhere right quick. I want to go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Praise the Lord, Jackie Walker from Long Beach.
Amen, prophetess, amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And when you get it, shout amen.
Amen.
Can somebody read that for me right quickly?
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, made him male and female. Created he them.
Now, God created man in his own image. So we are a reflection of God. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, how many of you have ever heard or ever used the expression, you know, you the spin image of so-and-so and so-and-so. You the spin image. You look just like them. Have anybody ever heard that?
I heard it before.
That spin image means that you physically resemble them.
Amen.
In other words, your makeup looks just like your relative. So when God made man, God made Adam, he gave him the image of him. So when he looked and saw his reflection, he was the image of his creator. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That in my hand.
I mean, you know, that's why the enemy hate our body, because it is the image of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so that's why God tells us to not only take care of our spirit man, but take care of your natural man, because it is the image of me. Come on here, somebody. So that's why God says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. How many know that all of us do not bear the image of God?
Amen.
Some of us don't bear the image because of sin or disobedience, sin disfigure us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So that's why the enemy tries to get us to sin, so that sin can destroy the image of the Creator. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the more we sin, it take away the likeness, so we no longer look like God spiritually. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know tonight that you going to look like who you serve? Come on here, somebody. That's why some people look
Amen.
Like
Amen.
You Amen. Serve. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You wonder why people looking evil and looking wicked? It's because they looking like who they serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is saying to us, that's why there is a conspiracy against us as African people to destroy the image that God has put on us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so let me just read you a little something. It says in Genesis 1 and 27, it states that God created man and woman in his image and after his own likeness. Well, we have just established that God is everything in the universe. So if God created us in his image and likeness, then we must be in the image of the universe. Have anybody ever thought about that? That God created us after the image of the universe? Do you think that it's an accident that us and nature is being attacked at the same time?
Amen.
How many of you know that us and nature have a relationship?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, can I share something with you? Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
We were put here to guard nature.
Amen.
Let me say that again. We are wondering why we're here, but we were put here to guard nature. Why was Adam created?
To keep the garden.
That's it. And so if we came from Adam and Adam is in us, guess what our job is?
To keep the garden.
To keep the garden.
Amen. Hallelujah. Why do you think they trying to kill all the animals off? Why do you think that they trying to destroy God's creation?
Amen.
Jealousy.
Mm.
Yep, that's one reason, Mother. But another reason why is because they have no connection to it. They didn't come from nature.
Amen. Nope.
See, they came from the cold. See, there was an African tribe that took a journey to Gibraltar Strait. And when they took this journey to Gibraltar Strait, which is in the North Pole, they got trapped in the last ice storm. And they were not able to get out. And because of this, this is how the European came into being. Because what it did was it changed the melanization of the African people that took this journey. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, amen.
And when they got caught in this ice storm, they changed their melon from black to red because of the lack of sun. How many know that if the sun stopped shining, that it would change our melanization? That if we came into the place of a lack of sun, that it would change our melon.
Amen.
And so those who were black turned red. Their black skin turned to red. Their brown eyes turned to blue. Their black hair turned to blonde because they could get no sun. See, the sun is what cultivates the melon.
It's like it's good for us to get a certain amount of sunlight. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Without the sun, our melon cannot blossom.
Amen.
So when we out in the sun, we're in our what? Element. Come on here, somebody. And so when this African tribe got banded,
you gotta be in the seatbelt.
In this ice storm, they were no longer able to develop. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
Amen.
And so it even affected them chemically wise. Amen. They were not able to be normal. And so it affected their hormones. Amen. They began to want raw meat. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
Amen.
So they no longer wanted to eat cooked meat. They wanted to eat raw meat with the blood dripping from it.
You're telling me it's closed. I'm giving it away.
And then it caused them to be off in their gender. So they began to crave the same sex because of the demelanization and their melon not being able to develop. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then it got to the point where they began to come into the place of a lack of melon. They no longer had no melon. And so that's where the craving for a cold climate came from. They became reptilian. And so they stayed in the mountains. They stayed in the caves. This is where the Caucasian came from. And they got mad at our ancestors because they knew they could never come back to their original state. It messed them up for life. They were not able to go back to Africa. So they had to make a home there, up in the mountains, because they were... it had changed them so that they could no longer adapt to their original homeland anymore.
Wow.
And so when you look at them, and they have a taste for raw meat, that come from them having no melanization.
Yeah.
When you look at their blue eyes because they have no melanization. And then the blonde hair comes from what? A lack of melanization.
What?
And then the red skin comes from what? A lack of melanization. No sun. And they're angry. They're angry. And there's nothing that we can do to change their anger because they're angry because of what was done to them through nature. We had no part in it, but God did it. Somebody say God did it.
God did it.
How do we know that none of us make ourselves black or red? Amen. They call themselves white, but they're not white. They're red. Amen. Can I share with you something? The color of negative energy is what color?
Negative.
Right.
Bad energy.
Bad
black energy.
Negative energy is red. Black energy is
red.
Positive.
Black.
Black positive.
Black
red
is positive. Yep. Red is negative.
Negative. Amen.
Oh, we getting into physics tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, but the universe. You know, they're still trying to figure out the universe, beloved, because the universe comes from a dark hole. They call it the dark hole. They cannot figure out the dark hole because they have not been able to figure out where it came from. But they know everything comes out of the dark hole. Come on here, somebody. And it says the universe is made up of dark matter, melanin, and atoms that consist of electrons, protons, and neutrons. Guess what? We are made up of the very same elements that's making us look like and act like what? The universe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why you think they keep us out of nature? Why you think they keep us away from nature? Why you think we are afraid of nature?
Because of them.
It's because we're afraid of nature. It's because we don't know nature. It's because we've been separated from nature. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that God is reconnecting us back to nature?
Amen.
Let me tell you something, child of God. If you reconnect with anything, please reconnect with nature. Reconnect with the universe, because there is where you're going to find yourself. Listen, let me just put this in your spirit to think about. Why is it that when God spoke to Noah and he said for him to build an ark, amen, because it's going to rain, why is it that he destroyed everybody but Noah and his family and the animals? Are y'all still
with
me
tonight?
Amen. Isn't that something to think about? God had mercy on Noah, his family, and the animals. Everybody else, he destroyed.
Because they were disobedient.
Yes, they was, Mother. But look at how he spared the animals. God says, I'm going to wipe out every human being, but I'm going to spare the animals. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to look at tonight that we found out that the government is broke. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You know that. Do you know that's been riding on me all day? Child of God, let me tell you what the Lord was talking to me about today. He said, everybody know the truth but us. Can y'all still hear me now?
Amen. Amen.
This government been broke since 1933. They can't pay us. They ain't got no money to pay us. We need to stop looking for them to pay us and begin to thank God that he is going to recompense us for all the hell we done been through on this earth. I wish somebody would praise God for me right.
Wow.
They only exist in name only.
They don't have no authority. They don't have no power. They only exist in name only. They filed a chapter 11 on themselves. Come on here, somebody.
That's a jag. Nobody have mercy.
They filed the chapter, and they look. This happened in 1933, y'all.
Wow!
Wow!
And I'm asking myself, how is this happening that we are allowing these folks that don't have no power to have power over us? How in the hell is this happening? Who didn't get the ball when it dropped? And hell, if they ain't got no money to pay themselves, they ain't got no money to pay us. How many know they indebted to China? They got us up as collateral.
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Our birth certificate is a contract. Hear me well, child of God. Our birth certificate is a contract. That our parents signed to sign us over to the government to pay their taxes that they owe.
Wow.
We paying for a debt we don't even owe. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And so every time you withhold money from me, you don't even have the money to pay me. The money that you paying me is an IOU. We learned today that if it ain't a gold or a silver coin, it ain't real money. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you don't have a gold or a silver coin, I'm talking about a real gold or a silver coin, you don't have real money.
Amen.
We going crazy over this thing, over this paper. This paper is an Illuminati document.
Come on.
That we done killed over, we done fell out over, we done did everything over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we want this money that don't mean nothing.
Come on now.
Why you think they giving the money away? You ain't going to give nothing away when it's valuable. You only give it when it don't mean nothing. Can I get deep tonight? See, the problem with us is we ain't really had nothing over here. We ain't really had nothing. So when we get something, we don't know how to act when we get it, because we ain't never had nothing to call our own, really. Everything we ever had, they had a hand in it. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Name me one thing we ever had that they didn't have a hand in. I'll wait. Name me one something that they didn't have control over. Now, point exactly.
God.
We ain't never had nothing. Huh? I thought I heard somebody say something. I thought I heard somebody say God. Somebody say God?
I said the Holy Spirit.
No.
Who taught us God?
They taught us. They did. They taught us.
They
Jesus.
Did. So they had a hand in bringing God to us. We already had God before they tried to implement him into our spirit. We was the ones that they learned God through us. Because everything they know about God, they learned from our ancestors. Come on, get somebody. But they call that wicked. They call that evil. But if it's wicked and evil, how did you get a hold of it and turn it into something good? Come on, get somebody. And so you made it into Christianity so you could take over the world. Come on here, somebody. Let's just take the gloves off. Let me tell you something. Anything that was designed to put you in bondage can't set you free. That's why we done had all kind of churches. We still bound. We done become worse. Come on here, somebody. We done become more competitive. Amen. Where's the unity? The name of the first ship was called the Good Ship Jesus. Have anybody looked up the name of the first ship? The name of the first slave ship? When they went and picked up our ancestors as collateral, that they were so damn broke, they didn't have no money, so they went in there and got our ancestors to pay off their debt.
Amen.
The name of the ship was called the Good Ship Jesus. Come on here, somebody. And I'm asking myself, when we going to get off of this ship and get back to the God that we know? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Here's about the neighbor, it's time to get off the ship.
Neighbor, it's time to get off the ship.
Neighbor, it's time to get off that ship.
Don't you know, neighbor? He said, I come to do what? Set you free. So how is it that everything you got in the name of Christianity? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let me get a little more technical. Why is it that the slave master had a whip in one hand and a Bible in the other? All of the slave masters were devout Christians. Come on here, somebody. They loved the law, but they couldn't love us. Come on here, somebody. Look here. Certain truths the enemy don't want you to know because it puts you in a place of saying, okay, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't to teach hatred. It's to teach truth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We done had enough lies to last us a lifetime.
Amen.
Amen.
When we going to get the truth? So maybe we'll stop looking for them to pay us, but they can't. Listen. Yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you where our blessing is. Are you ready for this? Lord, have mercy. Can everybody hear me this morning? I mean, tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Our blessing is in Fort Knox. That's where all the gold is that they done stole from Africa. That's why they got a 24/7 watch. You only have a 24/7 watch when something ain't yours. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We trying to go in here and burn down the hood and burn down the places that we need to survive in. Anybody thinking maybe we need to go over there where our stuff is and go get our stuff? How many know that the Queen of England ain't no real queen? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, I put them out here in the water. I might as well tell them. Listen here. Queen Elizabeth is a reptilian, y'all.
That's what she is, a reptilian. Yep.
Apostle, what is a reptilian? A reptilian is a shifter. A shifter is someone that can turn from a human into a reptile. How do that happen, Apostle?
when you drink reptilian blood, come on here, somebody.
Blood, yep. They drink blood.
You only drink blood when you are a vampire. Okay, I'm gonna leave it.
Amen.
Yeah, you get deep. They ain't gonna get it. They ain't gonna understand it.
All of us is not human. I'm sorry to burst somebody's bubble tonight, but we all ain't human. Ain't we all God's people? No, we all his creation. We ain't all his people. If we were
God's people, we wouldn't
be having this problem. We wouldn't be having good versus evil. But we have good versus evil because we are not all from God. That's the point. But let me drop this here in your spirit, and then I'm gonna close it. Then I'm gonna allow questions and answers. Listen, isn't it funny, y'all? And it really ain't funny. But isn't it funny how everybody got compensated, but us?
Yeah. Come on. But the Chinese got compensated.
Yeah. When they bombed Hiroshima, they got compensated. The Vietnamese got compensated.
They compensated them when they had them in concentration camps over here back in the 50s.
That was Japan.
Japan
who got bombed. It wasn't China.
Yep.
It seemed like everybody can get a piece of the pie, but up. Why is that? Everybody can get a piece of the pie. We can't even get a piece of the pie, and the pie belongs to us. What kind of stuff is this? But you know why, though? Because they don't see no unity.
Nope.
They see us not unified. And because of the Willie Lynch spirit, can y'all still hear me tonight? Because of the Willie Lynch spirit. You know how that spirit is staying alive? You know why the Willie Lynch spirit still exists? Because it's in his spirit. Anybody can say nothing tonight. It's in his seed. How many know that the Europeans carry that seed? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why you think they still lynching us? Why you think they still killing us? That's the spirit of what? Willie Lynch.
Yeah, passed down generation to generation.
What is that mentality?
It ain't by accident that they can't stand us. That's a spirit. That's why this is a spiritual warfare. That's why the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the what? Pulling down the stronghold. We got to pray and stay on our face before God so that God will give us what? Direction.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Can somebody please turn your TV down or turn it off? Thank you. We got to get serious, y'all. Why you think this plague is here? This is the time we need to start shouting, y'all. Because God is at work now. Somebody say God is at work.
Yahshua is at work.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yahshua is at work.
How many know that when Yahshua is at work, can't nobody stop it?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Same on it.
when people talk about pray, what are we praying for? I'm praying for God's will to be done. That's what I'm praying for. Amen. You should pray for everybody. I'm praying for God's will to be done. Amen. Because God been talking to folks that they ain't been listening. God said now the warning has come. Now the destruction is here. Somebody said the destruction is here.
The destruction is here.
The destruction is here.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Next, we're going to cover what's on the back of this money that we've been dying over, fighting over, crying over. We have fell out with people over. Amen. Families have split over money issues. Amen. Child of God, let me tell you something. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Man.
I'm going to tell you this. Don't love money. Because money is not how we supposed to be doing business anyway. Somebody said gold and silver.
Come on.
Gold and silver.
Gold and silver.
I want y'all to be praying for God to give us gold and silver. Lord, rain down gold and silver.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, go after the gold.
Go after the gold.
Invested.
Go after the gold.
Go after the gold.
Money don't make you rich.
You gotta cut it off.
How many know it's not the money that makes us rich?
Yeah.
You can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't got no gold, if you ain't got no... You need to have some kind of collateral of wealth. I'm talking about from gold to silver to diamonds to oil, something that your name can be established in the earth, something that you can hand down to your children. I mean, you know, if you get money, still ain't established. Come on here, somebody. I want God to establish me. I want to have gold. I want to have diamonds. I want to have oil.
Yes, Lord.
I want to have some silver. Come on here, somebody. So when they hear the Curry name, they're going to be like, they got something. Those Curries over there, they ain't no joke. They ain't playing. No.
Come on.
The Bible says that he give us wealth to establish his covenant. Come on here, somebody. We can't even have a covenant with God till we come into wealth. Come on here, somebody. We can't come into wealth until we come into the gold, oil, and diamond.
Amen.
Have you ever thought about the name God? G-O-D?
Yeah.
Every letter means something. The G is for the gold.
Oil and diamonds.
The O is for the oil, and the D is for the diamonds. Come on here, somebody. That's why they found a way to get over there to the motherland. And then they said, look.
Amen.
Look at how wicked this is, y'all. Listen. How the Lord broke this down to me. He said when they got over there, they knew we were spiritual people. They know we're spiritual people. They know we're connected to God.
Amen.
So they wrote a book called the Bible. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And they said, let us give us our God to you in book form called the Bible.
Amen.
Then you give us your God, your gold, your oil, your diamond. And then we'll make a fair exchange. After this happened, guess what happened? They came into power. We got broke. Because they said, you can have your blessing in the by and by while we have your blessing down here on earth. How many know that whoever controlled the gold or all the diamonds controlled the world? Come on here, somebody. Whoever controlled the gold or all the diamonds controlled the world.
guess who control it right now?
Like
Europe, London. Guess who control it? That's why Africa is starving, because she don't have her gold, oil, and diamonds. Come on here, somebody. England got it. And if they're trying to give it back, no. Guess what the Bible says, though? And I'm going to leave it with this. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So until we stop begging and get militant and get organized,
come on.
That's when I'm going to begin to move through you and in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We smart
yes,
enough, but we got to be willing to set ourselves aside. Come on here, somebody. Lord,
amen.
I don't know who can hear me tonight. We got to set our differences aside, y'all. Can y'all hear me tonight?
I'm on it.
Oh, man.
Stop looking at each other, mad dog at each other. Like we ain't got no sense.
Yeah.
Together we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah.
Together we stand. Somebody said, together.
Together.
Why is it everybody can come together but us? Give us 5 minutes, we fight. Somebody steps on somebody's toes. Somebody says something they don't like. Somebody looks at somebody wrong. You don't see that happening with other races. Other nationalities come together and they just kick it, they kill, they barbecue. They out there dancing and loving each other. We out there trying to kill John. Who shot John? Who stabbed Bill? Yeah, so we need to get over all that, glory to God. We got bigger fish to fry. That's why every night I tell you to tell your neighbor I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Because love is the answer. Love is the truth. But we got to be taught how to love. So we've been taught so much how to hate that now we hate more than we love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Can I share this with you while I'm out here in this deep water? We can't even fight our enemy for fighting each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who's going to tell the truth tonight? We can't even get to our enemy because we so busy. If we fought each other like we fought our enemy, we'd be dangerous. Come on here, somebody. If we fought our enemy like we fight each other, we'd be dangerous. I heard somebody say love will keep us together. Love will keep us together. Y'all mess around and make me tell my age. Let me tell you something. Real talk today. Real talk. Amen. We need each other. We need each other. And the only way we going to triumph is to unite. Come on here, somebody. Why is the last prayer that Yahshua prayed was, Father, make them one? Do anybody remember that prayer? He prayed, he said, Father, make them one. Even as you and I are what?
Man.
Somebody.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any comments? Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Elder. Come on in, man of God. Amen. Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. How many of you learned more than you knew before you got on the line tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen. Hallelujah. This kind of information is important to know. It sounds crazy to say everybody that's walking around ain't human. Praise God. But if you read your Bibles, you'll find that. Hallelujah. Amen. At one time, the fallen angels came into the daughters of men and produced what they call the Nephilim. Hallelujah. Half breeds. Everybody walking around ain't human. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's, you know, hallelujah. The devil is still got, he's trying to work some kind of way, but just the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why they cloning everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. They cloning sheep. They cloning cows. They cloning fish. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't think they cloning people? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Some of, I know that's kind of deep to think. Yes, sir.
Yo, did you know that the first president that they cloned was Jimmy Carter?
No, I didn't know that.
It's the first clone president, and from then on, every president after him has been cloned.
I'm telling you, they have that kind of technology, people. We need to understand, you know, this kind of thing is happening. Praise God. There are certain people that disappear and they come back and they different. They're not saying the same thing they were saying. They different. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I say all that to say, hallelujah, amen, that the enemy is at work all around. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why we got to thank God for the peace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why, amen, what the man of God said, several things the man of God said was so true. As black people, we can't come together. And as church people, we can't come together.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. On both ends of the spectrum, praise God, the churches can't come together. That's why you got First Baptist, Second Baptist, First Episcopalian. You got different cogent churches. They all supposed to be Church of God in Christ. We'll be holding this Church of God in Christ. And we're going to be the apostolic Church of God in Christ, because we more holy than the mother church. Like it's all divided. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can't come together under one umbrella for nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. When the devil is under one umbrella, the devil is not divided. He's not the first and second church of the devil. It's not the second satanic church of the devil. They all, the devil is under one authority, the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. All the demons, remember them 5,000 demons that was inside of Legion, that, well, I call them Legion because we don't know his name. But when he opened his mouth and talked, he said, they call me Legion, for we are many, but I am one. Hallelujah. 5,000 demons working together on one accord. Hallelujah. The torment is one name. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got so much division in the church, so much division in the neighborhood, so much division, hallelujah, amongst the races. We can't come together and fight against the enemy. We too busy fighting each other. Praise God, hallelujah. We too busy fighting each other, and the enemy sitting there watching us fight each other like, I don't even think I need to jump in. They got it. They destroying each other. Why should I even have to help them? They doing my work for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And another thing the man of God said, hallelujah, when you do get a little bit of money, praise God. Hallelujah. We see it with celebrities all the time. When you get a little bit of money, buy some real estate. Hallelujah. Amen. Go invest in something. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no reason you should have thousands of dollars And we know you had thousands of dollars, almost millions of dollars. Hallelujah. Amen. And we don't know where it went. You didn't invest in nothing to help nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. You didn't. The only gold you bought was the gold that was around your neck. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only real estate you bought was the house that you were living in. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we get money, that's the time for us to build up. Hallelujah. Not only just save up, but build up. Like we said, the money don't mean nothing. So we got to trade the money for something that means something. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to trade it for something that means something. Get you some real estate. Hallelujah. Invest in a company. Get some stocks and bonds. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that watch Baby Boy, that's what Melvin was talking about. The guns and the butts. Praise God. I'm not going to get into the guns and the butts. Yep. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But that's what we got to do. We got to stop spending our money frivolously. This is a lesson that ain't taught in church that needs to be taught in church. The only thing they teach in church is, I want your 10%. I want your 10%, and I want an offering. I ain't going to tell you what else to do with the other 90%. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe Jesus will want us to know how to manage our money in order to prosper the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because in order, we talking about we want buildings and we want houses. First, we got to buy the land. We got to own the land. Once we own the land, we can do whatever we want to. Praise God. Hallelujah. You talking about you tired of homeless people? We can buy the land. It don't got to be no homeless people. You can buy an apartment complex. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They ain't got to be homeless no more. They can work in the apartment complex, maintaining the apartment, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's all kind of things we can come together and do, but we too selfish with our money. Praise God. Hallelujah. We too step. That's why they say people are worth. They have $500,000 in assets because they took that money and immediately invested it. Praise God! So when you go in their bank account, it may not be no money in their bank account. Hallelujah! But they worth $500 million. How is that? Because they have invested in so much. Hallelujah. And right now, after the pandemic, look what's happened. Everything is going up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything is going up. Food going up. Real estate going up. Hallelujah. Cars going up. Clothes going up. Everything is going up. If you invested your money before the pandemic, if you had some, now you getting a profit off of everything going up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to. This is something special. We really need to teach. Hallelujah. And I guess a part of the fellowship, because they ain't gonna teach it in church. They gonna tell you pay your tithe. That's it. Hallelujah. Amen. But we need to learn how to manage the other 90%. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the pastors don't want nobody to call the church. Quit calling the church, asking the church for money. Hallelujah. Even though that's what it's for. Well, if you told me how to. If you quit asking me for the 10% and show me how to manage the 90%, then I wouldn't have to come to you and ask you for nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you ain't worried about me managing my 90. You just want your 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is all good information to know, y'all. Praise God. The paper, that money ain't worth nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. So all y'all with the safe, you got safe and you got money buried under the ground and all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they outlaw money, you can undig that money and they ain't going to give you nothing for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be worthless. Praise God. Now they trying to switch over to the Bitcoin. Hallelujah. Do you see what this guy with the Bitcoin? I got to put this out there so y'all won't be fooled by what's going on right now. Hallelujah. This man has invented, he got so much money, he invented his own kind of money. And now he wants you to give him your money, and he going to give you the money he made. Praise God. Hallelujah. And eventually, everybody going to have this Bitcoin, and he going to have all the money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cause you done, and then guess what's going to happen? He's going to start selling you back your money for the Bitcoin. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to be on guard about stuff like this. No, this ain't a spiritual thing. This ain't a spiritual thing, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, but this is a physical thing that's going on in the world, and we have to, not necessarily build a legacy for ourselves, hallelujah. We want to do that. Of course, I want the free vote legacy, hallelujah, but we got to build a legacy for God. The disciples set out to build this big thing and take over everything. Everybody sell the land, and we're going to put it all together, and we're going to make this big, what you would call a cult today. That's what they call a cult. If we were to get a big piece of land and call it the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, the FBI is going to be knocking on the door. I guarantee you they're going to call us a cult. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they don't want nobody to be independent of them. And God, if there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, hallelujah, then we need to have our own land and be independent. You know, the Vatican is in Rome, but the Vatican is considered its own country. They got their own laws, their own rules. They're not governed by Rome. They govern by themselves. Hallelujah. The people of God should be governed by themselves. Jerusalem was governed under David and under Samuel and the prophet. It wasn't governed under nobody else until they came and took the land over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we want to do something, we need to go buy some land. Hallelujah. Praise God. Until we and let it build up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not just the church. Hallelujah. Buy the block. Glory to God. Everybody put their money together and buy the block. Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah.
And then somebody else come in with some real money and say, well, since y'all about this, let's go ahead and buy the whole neighborhood. Praise God. Hallelujah. Projects and all. We're going to rebuild everything. Hallelujah, amen. And while we're doing all this, we steady teaching the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We steady trying to save souls. We steady trying to build the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So
yes,
I thank God for the word. Amen. Like he said, it's not a message for us to hate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what they do to us. Hallelujah. They lynch us. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, make it feel like hot coals on their head. Praise God. I'm going to buy the gold back. I'm going to buy this back. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because some of y'all ain't real. Amen. Some of the black folks, it ain't just white people. Let me say this. I got to say this. At the signing of the Constitution, if you look it up, if you Google it right now, on the Constitution there's a signature that says Benjamin Banneker. Benjamin Banneker was a clockmaker, and he was an architect. He was also a black man. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when I've always heard white people wrote the Constitution. Nah, it was a brother there too. Hallelujah, praise God. It's always a brother there. They can't do nothing without, let me put it like, when you look at the Constitution, you're going to see it was somebody from Germany, somebody from France, somebody from England, somebody from every country is represented, somebody from Great Britain. Hallelujah. Amen. So every race is represented on there, and you got to throw the brother in there. Hallelujah. Amen. That was the beginning of what you call that affirmative action. We got to throw a brother in here. And they threw him in there, and he helped design Washington, D.C. That's why Negroes up north ain't like Negroes down south, because they had a little bit more freedom up there. Hallelujah. That we don't know about. They slaves wasn't treated like us down here. They had slaves, but they called their slaves servants. Hallelujah. They had, let me put it like this. All the lay slaves was house niggas. Hallelujah. All of their slaves was house niggas. It wasn't no field niggas. and we're going to beat this nigga, and we're going to lynch this nigga. That happened down here, below the Mason-Dixon line. Praise God. That's why a lot of they didn't cross that line. They still don't cross that line. Praise God. Unless they go into the Preakness, they ain't crossing that line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's different down here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we got to be aware of these things. These things still exist, but we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to have the peace of God, even though all this stuff is going on. But we must be made aware. The people perish from nothing out. Hallelujah. Praise God. The lack of knowledge. Amen. Praise God. And the thing is, when you get the knowledge, it's what you do with it. Once you get an understanding of it, and say with all God getting, get an understanding. So once you get an understanding, what you going to do with it? You just going to tell somebody else, yeah, we need to buy gold and land. I ain't got no money to do it, though. And keep it moving. No, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to do better than that. Hallelujah. If we're going to do it for the race, if we're going to do it for the kingdom of God, if we're going to do it for our family, if we're going to do it, whatever reason we're going to do it for, we need to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it should be for the glorification of God in the end day. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the knowledge. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The birth certificate thing, that was good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't know about that. I did know about in 1933, that's when America went broke during the Great Depression. Because that's when, at that time, we were rich, and we lent out a bunch of money during World War One. But then when the stock market crashed, we had to get all that money back. That's how Germany went broke, and Hitler was able to rise to power. So that's, all that was facts right there. That's when they invented food stamps and welfare. And it wasn't, they ain't invented for black folks. They didn't invent it. We own it right now. We predominantly the ones on it. But they didn't invent it for us. They did that for the white people that was broke. We was already broke. People don't understand. They didn't do anything for us. Hallelujah. Everything that we got, we had to fight for. Praise God. And they fought for it in the Bible. So, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we thank God for the word today. Hallelujah. We thank God that God is our provider, that we don't depend on our government. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they can't depend on themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. The man of God said they filed chapter 11 on the text. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And they're giving out money. That's crazy that they're giving us all this money that don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. That's why they want to put it on the card. Remind them, putting it up. They just moving numbers through computers. Hallelujah. That's all it is. They're just moving numbers because it ain't enough gold for all the money that we got. Praise God. Hallelujah. All the money in Fortnite, all the gold in Fortnite does not amount to all the paper money we got printed up right now. And we just printing it up. Just keep on printing it up like, praise God, like it's there. Hallelujah. They lying to themselves. Yeah, we got it. Print up some more. They counterfeiters, praise God. Hallelujah. They're arresting people for counterfeiting, and they counterfeit.
Come on, yo.
Praise God. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
man, they need to call the police on themselves.
Amen. They ain't going to do that, glory to God, because it's a corporation, glory to God. Hallelujah. But listen, Elder, when you were talking, I thought about this, too. Can everybody hear me online tonight?
Amen.
Yes, sir, we hear you.
Do you want to hear the real reason why they killed Gaddafi?
Amen.
The real reason why they killed Gaddafi is because he was getting ready to set up a bank in Africa. And they were getting ready to ship all the gold to Africa.
Yeah, Gaddafi is just that saved.
Huh?
I say, yeah, and he had just got saved and decided to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that would have bankrupted the United States. That would have bankrupted all of Europe. Because remember, they broke. They ain't got nothing.
I thought the gold and diamonds and rubies and all this stuff were already in Africa. No?
It is, but they can't touch none of it because of the simple fact is that they own the land right now. They are controlling the land.
Right, right.
So they can't do nothing because they ain't in control of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to share something with you while we out here, y'all. Listen, how many of you seen Shaka Zulu?
See what?
I ain't seen it in like 30 years.
Shaka Zulu.
Zulu.
Long time.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about Shaka Zulu. That
Shaka
might trip
Zulu,
y'all out. Glory to God. Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Shaka Zulu was a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he had dominated all the African tribes. His mother tried to come in and warn him about the Europeans, but he wouldn't listen. How they got Shaka Zulu was through Christianity. Come on here, somebody. He trusted them. And when he trusted them, that's when they plotted and killed him.
His own siblings.
No. Listen, hear me well, woman of God. No, it was the Europeans. It was the white people that killed him. Not his own.
Yeah, they rewrote the story to make it.
Like they was coming in peace, talking about Shaka Zulu. Let me tell you about this God that love you. We want to bring you salvation. God want to save your soul. What God? Does any God coming through you? I got a question. Come on here, somebody. Because every time you ever tried to present God to us, it didn't work out so well.
Right.
We got to stop believing these white folks, y'all. We got to stop. We got to get some sense. Yeah, I'm on us tonight. We got to get the. We too smart for this. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
They done programmed us and jacked our mind up through school, through college, through a job. We got to realize that when we come together, that's our strength. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What is the main object that we always tell
you? You know, Apostle?
We always tell our kids, listen, we always tell our kids, go to school, get a good job, and you'll be successful. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're
saying. Go to school. Go to college.
Amen.
Get a good job, and you'll be successful. All that is lies, y'all. Let me tell you something. School dumbfound us because they miseducate us. How many of you know that in school we learn about ourselves and don't even know it? All of their curriculum come from chemistry. The math come from chemistry. The science come from chemistry. The reading come from chemistry. And they tell us we too dumb to learn. We too dumb to learn, but you took our education. You took what we established and learned from that. We taught you. How is it that we too dumb to learn, but we taught you how to talk? You was in a cave. You couldn't even say two words. We taught you how to say your name. That's how you would pay us.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have enough sense to separate yourself from your animal. You thought you and your animal was one. We had to come and help you to get cleaned up. That's how you repay us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they give degrees for dumbfounding us? What do you think a BA is? They give you a certificate. Thank you for letting us make you this stupid. Thank you for letting us program you to this degree. We're going to give you an award.
You know what? I got my bachelor's, and I disagree, Apostle.
All of this teaches us how to do it in the world order. What can that bachelor's do outside of the world order? They got the new world order set up for the jobs. Now, look, you got to be vaccinated to work. No, we're not going to let you work for free. You got to take the mark of the beast to really show that you down with us now. Don't get me wrong. Listen, education means the knowledge itself. School has trained us. It haven't educated us. That's why we right here dumb, not knowing that we've been dumbfounded and not educated. See, educated give us the knowledge of self. That means I know who I am at the end of the day. That means I can live without you. If you train me, I can't live without you. I need you because you done told me everything I know, and I got to keep coming back to you to learn some more. Come on here, somebody. They trained us like they trained their dog. They trained us like they trained their cat. They trained us like they trained their horse. But we got to get to the point to say, thank you, Lord. Damn it, you ain't going to train me no more. I'm going to educate myself and get free of you. Listen, Yahshua said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Life is the consciousness of oneself. Come on here, somebody. A lot of preachers talk about, Jesus came, we might have life. That's why we got the houses and the cars. No, bull crap. Brother, go somewhere and sit down. That word life means to have a consciousness of oneself. I come that you might have the consciousness of who you are and that more abundantly. Why? Because once you have that, then you can go out and possess the land. Come on here, somebody. God know what he's doing. And so they say, well, if we can't give you a certificate for allowing us to dumbfound you, then we'll use the military to break you down. If the military don't break you down, then we got jail to break you down. Because everybody is not going to be, you know, broken down through education. So they said, well, oh, we got a hard head.
Yeah.
A Compton hard head. So we got a hard head. And they not obey. So let's take them through another route so we can program them so they can be a good servant to this new world order. But how many know God said that the truth shall make us free? Come on here, somebody. School ain't even safe no more. Are y'all still online with me tonight? Have I lost somebody?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Y'all
Amen.
Still love the apostle? I'm going to tell you the truth. So you know, I love
Apostle, touch on government assistance.
What are our kids learning now in school?
Touch on that, too.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Listen here. What is school teaching our kids right now?
They're teaching them gender identification.
Ooh, come on, Elder. The school is teaching our kids now that it's all right for same-sex marriages now. Our school is teaching our kids, you ain't really a boy, you a girl. Our school is teaching our kids now, you ain't really a girl, you a boy, trapped inside that body.
That's true.
Our school is teaching our kids witchcraft. That's why Johnny comes on to cast spells and everything. yeah. Oh, God, help me.
That's the truth.
Listen,
I want
let me tell you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his high name tonight. God is saying it's time for the gloves to come completely off. Come on here, somebody. But all this started when they took prayer out. Come on here, somebody. When they took prayer out of school. School went
Amen.
Crazy. Come on here. When they stopped our kids from praying, glory to God, that's when the devil took over. Come on here, somebody. And guess what color they was that took them out? Joe wasn't black.
She was white. She was white. Didn't
yeah.
she come
black
up missing?
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up missing.
Amen.
Come on and go to college.
That's why I used to pray.
Junior. We got to understand something. We got to get back. Thank you, Lord. If ever there's a time for us to unite, it's right now. God ain't set this fellowship up for nothing. God didn't tell me to do this for nothing. God knew that there was warriors coming like yourself. But we got to face the truth. Let me tell you something. There was a generation that missed it. There was some older heads that missed it. They missed it with us. We didn't get the love that we should have got. And there was no apology.
Amen. Nope.
Oh, I didn't get it neither. That ain't no excuse. When I come and tell you, mama, you didn't give me love you should have, you tell me, well, I didn't get it neither. That ain't no listen here. God is saying we got
That's
to
no
make up. Come on. We got to make sure our kids get what we didn't get. Come on here, everybody. I want to make sure
Amen.
My kids get
yeah.
love
Amen.
Love
Amen.
Too hard.
Amen.
No, I ain't, baby. I ain't loving them.
Amen.
Come here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah.
We got issues. And we don't need no outside help. We need to sit down amongst ourselves until we get our issues settled ourselves and love on each other next until
yes.
we know for sure. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. Everybody can't join our fellowship. Woo, God, help me tonight.
No.
Everybody
Man.
Can't join us. If you ain't, listen here. If you ain't got the right mindset, because don't you know that the enemy will send folk in that look like us to infiltrate us?
That's right. Spectators. Spectators.
We can't trust
yeah.
everybody. Oh, you know,
right.
I
Amen.
Just want to love everybody. We can't love everybody.
You can't.
Even God got things that he hates. The Bible said that God loved Jacob, but he hated Esau. Come on here, somebody.
Walking and walking.
The Lord loves good, but he hates the evil. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that we ain't better than God? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
We need to love what God loves and hate what God hates. Come on here, somebody. It's time to take the gloves all the way off. We talking about we love God. Amen. Some of us right here talking about, I love God, but I ain't against homosexuality. The devil is a liar. I love God, but I'm going to go over here and get this vaccine because I feel God telling me to go. What God you listen to?
That was a lie. Yes.
Get back on the altar until you hear the real God talking to you. And then that's when you would know, glory to God.
Amen.
You would know from God. Come on, hear somebody.
Get down.
God's going to do something with us, y'all. God's going to bless us.
Yeah.
But we got to stay in this mindset. Let me tell you something. Everything God tell me, I'm going to pour into y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If
amen.
I don't hear God saying, I ain't going to tell you. Glory to God. If God don't speak to me, I ain't saying nothing. Let me say it again for everybody online. If God don't speak to me, I ain't saying no. What did God say, Paul? I ain't heard him say nothing. I ain't speaking if he don't speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. That's $1.99. Get that.
But how many of you know we got to tell the truth and shame the devil? We got to get back to our old landmark. We got to get back to what our ancestors taught us. Come on, somebody. Granny taught us some stuff. Glory to God. We got to get back to what our grandma and our granddaddy taught us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We talk about they didn't have no education. Amen. They didn't go to college. They didn't. But see, they had enough sense to survive.
Nope.
God gave them the gift of wisdom. They gave their mother with sense. Glory to God. We need
amen.
To go back. Pick that up. Come on here, somebody. I don't care what nobody say.
Yes,
old
Lord.
Home remedy
yes,
works.
Lord.
Amen. Don't throw the bath water out with the baby. Just change the bath water. Keep the baby. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on.
Listen. We got to get back to what we were talking. I love y'all tonight. Come on to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Who got questions and comments? Who got a word of encouragement? Glory to God.
Open it up. I would like to share something. I enjoyed the message. Yeah, Apostle Perry, I enjoyed the message. I know that for years now that God has been, like, speaking about this gold and silver. And I know a woman of God that was warning us maybe, like, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I came back into the back, you know, God called me back to him. But she kept telling us, you got to get your gold and silver. And because it's going to be a time where the money is not going to be the same. And my dad told us way back many years ago, over 30-some years ago, that things is going to change. And I'm also a true believer that as people of God, I know everybody got to be on government assistance. But we as people of God need to become entrepreneurs to get off of that too, because that's another part of government control over you, you know, monitoring you, your bank accounts, and all those different things. Because I work for law enforcement, and they know everything about you. The Department of Justice know your fingerprints. They know what you got.
Yep.
They know your Social Security, how many numbers you don't use. They know everything.
Yeah.
So God has been talking to us for years with these businesses and to get off of the government assistance. Some people have to be on it. I understand that. But Section 8, all those things are ran from the federal government. And until people get an understanding, a knowledge, and knowing that, I told my daughter, I said, listen, if you want to prosper more, get off of it. And she let, as a matter of fact, they cut her off. So, you know, and you see the prosperity moving because God wants us to be self-sufficient, not on the government. And I remember this one prophet was saying the same thing that Apostle was saying. He said, as people of God, we're supposed to own our own schools. Our kids not supposed to be going into the public schools, period. They're not supposed to be mingling in with the world. So that's why a lot of people, kids, believe their children, kids get messed up because they mingle in with the world. And they're not supposed to be like that. Look at the Amish people. They don't let outsiders come in. You can't just walk up here and they compound and say you're going to be a part of them. They're going to be like, what? They're going to look at you strange. And the same thing with the Ashkenaz Jews. They teaches their kids. They teaches them. You're not going to walk up in there. But you know what? But I did hear this one man tell me. He said they know who we are. He said don't fool yourself. And that's why a lot of us and then you know in the Ishmael, like how a woman of God said, when the Ishmael relinquished, that's when the Isaac, the promise can come forth. But until the people get from being disobedient, then God can, you know, bless us more. But all I just know is that God wants us to be more entrepreneurial. He wants us to be entrepreneurs. He wants us to be self-sufficient, and we solely depend on him. And to get our land, get our property. I come from a family of both sides of landowners, prosperity in both sides of my family. My granddaddy owned acres of land down in Mississippi. My grandfather was a real estate back in the late 1800s. They had it. And my family is very prosperous, very prosperous. And I've been looking at my family page. They are doing so well for themselves. And these are my great-great-grandmother they said she was a mulatto. But she had blue eyes, but she was mixed all up. But yet and still, they were prosperous. And my family is not hurting. So, you know, so when you come from a lineage of things, you got to wonder why. Like, why I'm like this? Because we are kingdom and God and the blessing. So that's what I wanted to say. Huh? And I'm stepping my game up. And then one more thing. The Lord showed me in 2013 to 14 that with law enforcement, it's going to be the first ones that are going to try to chip. And I've seen that. And also, the Lord took me on the vision in NASA. There's so much stuff down there in NASA that is so much hidden stuff that we don't even know. And my understanding, they said there's some stuff down there that the America try to keep from the people because there's some things they doing down there. And then another thing, kids is being the ones that all these kids come up on these milk cartons. They are kidnapping these kids and torturing the kids. When they go to a high peak, that's when they get their blood and drink it. And now they in the black web, they want babies. They want babies. So I got a lot of information from some people I know. And so that's why you never find kids. And then in that White House on the underground, there was a lot of kids, dead bodies and stuff that they do down there. So it's a lot of corruption going on. And with these children come up missing, drinking their blood. And then there's some cannibalism places in L.A. somewhere where they do cannibalism. So everything is right here in our face. We just got to be led by the Holy Ghost to know how to pray against it. Watch your children.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, prophetess. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you see, this ain't no game, y'all.
Amen.
Apostle Curry, my daughter just told me, Apostle Curry, my daughter told me in Meridian, Mississippi, there's been murdering of all young black men, black-on-black crime in Meridian, Mississippi. She said it was 3 murders within one day today. 3 murders. They just shot and killed. It's so much happening. And I had said there's something going on right there in that city. Right there, they must target Meridian because a lot of young black boys there, young men, it's a lot of them, and they killing them left and right. So y'all lift up Meridian.
Excuse me, it's all over Mississippi. Jackson,
most of the cities here in Mississippi, every mm-hmm. night it's a lot of black young men being killed. It was two young girls and one guy. Now these two girls had started their own businesses and they just had graduated from school, some of them with honors. The young man was going to play basketball, going to play football with the NBA or whatever. And those kids, as soon as they got out of school, they was murdered. And a lot of them, I'm almost believing that it's just not black on black. I'm believing other folks is doing it too. But that's just my thoughts, you know.
I believe so too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My daughter called me every day for the murder. So they have been reading every day.
I believe that I do believe that the shot got something to do with what's going on with the increase in murders that's going
yeah.
on. Like,
absolutely.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean.
And Apostle, I did want to make one comment about.
But we just gotta pray, like never before, and make sure we check on each other. Make sure we keep each other lifted.
Name on it.
Amen. I wanted to make one comment about the what you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I wanted to make one comment about the education thing you said earlier. In my situation, I was smart in school, but I missed too many days. I ain't like going. So I ended up getting my GED. And I've been working at a fast food restaurant since 1997. Now, in that time, I've been managing most of these restaurants. And me with a GED have hired cooks and cashiers, people to work the counter, people to fix the food, who had degrees. They had
mm-hmm.
a bachelor's degree, they've had master's degrees, they've had PhDs, and couldn't find jobs for those degrees that they had. And they in debt for those degrees. So I thought I was, you know, bad off because I had to get a GED and didn't get a chance to go to college. But here I am hiring college graduates, and they have a higher degree than me. So the educational process is really, it's really flawed. If you don't know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, you ain't nobody.
Come on.
Yeah, you ain't getting in there.
So that's all I want to
and elder,
wow.
If you don't know how to write, you ain't getting nowhere. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to write, nowadays they looking at your writing skills now, and I was like, wow. But I know somebody that God put them in a high position. But she know her business, and she hear from God. But, you know, on my job, I watched all these people for 20-something years and how it shifted from 95% black in a department to Hispanic because the black folks are not doing anything. And, you know, and then you see, you know how they talk to certain nationalities, talk to black people different, you know? But then once you get the ones that know how to deal with people without having any biases, you see the difference. But it's a whole lot. Cause I know the Lord told me to go finish up my degree. He told me that because it's going to get me into the doors where I need to get to reach the souls. And I'm not going to be in probation. I'm ready to come out. I'm tired of looking at minute orders, y'all. I'm tired of seeing black. It hurts to see young black men 18 and 20 years old going to prison for like 99 years with L's on them. It hurts to see that. Mm-hmm. It hurts to see many orders. It hurts. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing this for 23 years, and it's a cycle. Kids born in the 70s got processed. Kids born in the 80s got processed. Kids born in the 90s getting processed. And guess who they working on now? Kids born in 2000. All the way up to like my son, and they are getting processed, going to prison. And I've been sitting, I said, Lord, just hold me out until I finish my last class. And if I can move on, because it became a burden. I be praying, and I be looking at all these young men going to prison. And a lot of them, y'all, that was in that riot in Long Beach and Santa Monica, a lot of them got in trouble. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't go up by folks' neighborhood and make records, right? They got pictures of you. And they told them they was coming for them. Uh-huh. You got to be praying for our youth, our black young men, all youth, though.
Yes.
I just want to share that because this stuff is real, and God is concerned about the souls.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Wow. Mm. 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 God has chosen us, y'all.
We are the generation that's going to make a difference. We have been chosen by Almighty God out of our family to make a difference.
Yes.
Bishop, can I share something? Apostle, can I share something?
Hello. Yes, Prophet.
Can you hear me? Is that Prophet Janetta?
Yes.
Hi, praise the Lord, Prophet Janetta. This is Sister Jackie. How you doing?
Hey, love you.
Yeah, love you too. I just want to share something with you guys. How my son was a young gangbanger. He was young. He was in the streets, and he was out there doing everything. And one day, one of my friends said, "Girl, you must be praying because your son was with his friends, and the bullet didn't hit my son and hit the boy behind him." And I was the kind of mother when I first got saved. I was a young
mother,
and I went out in the streets and I got my son. You told the devil you would not have my son. I went out there and I pulled a pistol. I went out there with a gun. I went out there with God, but I went out there with my steel, too. And I said, God, I'm not letting the devil have my son. And I didn't. I pulled my son out the street. And right today, my son's saved. My son do not gangbang no more. He got a family.
Come on.
Like his bishop said, you know, God's such a violence take about court. You sometimes, you got to go out to these mothers and these fathers got to go out the street and get your kids.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And I was one of them. I was the ex-gang thing. I was one of them mothers. No, you ain't finna. The streets would not have my son. You would not kill my son. I didn't let the devil. I got on my face. I fasted. I prayed. I stayed in the word. And I stayed praying. And God pulled my son.
Been done. Or
right
for delivery
now,
options, press the pound sign.
My son coached football.
Yes.
Right today, he coached football. My son has four. Yeah. He has three kids. He got two grandkids. My son is poor. Apostle, know my son. So I went out in the streets and got my son. People put guns, pulled guns on me and everything. But the same guy that pulled a gun on me, he dead right today. God, he came from a revival that night. He put a gun on me. And I was fasting and praying a whole 2 weeks. And he put the young man there for pulling that gun on me. I got my son out of the street. I said, not have my kid. My daughter, too. I pulled out the street. She can tell you right today. My mom will come out there and get us.
Glory to God.
God, you hear me? You hear me? And I just want to share that with you guys.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, can I give them my testimony once they from that prayer that was prayed?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to share with y'all. My quarantine was over with yesterday, and I'm feeling better today. I'm feeling better today. And I told the pastor that yesterday. And a woman that God, she texted me and said she was so sorry because I was in her car. But I had to, like, the enemy tried to put me to come up against her. You know how I do that. So I had to say, Lord, I forgive her because she didn't know, you know. And but I just want to share with the saints of God on today that I feel 100% better.
Hey,
it's still a daily, recovery, but I feel 100% better because after I prayed on that day, I had to sit down and grasp for my breath, and I had over me, but God had He had me, so I just want to share that on today. Amen.
Praise Yahshua.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to give God a prayer.
God is a healer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, thanks to God, this is why God has called us together. This is different. How many of you can feel that this is different?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that God ain't flowing like this everywhere? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. I know for a fact he ain't going to say to us.
When we get self out the way, we get ourselves out the way and really submit ourselves to God, how many know that God will move for us in a real way?
Amen.
We got to just stand.
Hallelujah.
Remember what Ephesians 6 say in heaven, come all to stand. And how many know that your holiness is your sin? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to fall, devil. I'm not going to sit down. No, I'm going to stand. And my stand is resistance. Come on here, somebody. I'm resisting you. That's why I'm standing. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
And see, you stand when you ain't no punk. No, you ain't finna punk me, devil. I'm finna stand
Come
my
on.
Ground. Come on here, somebody. And God is going to back me up. Somebody give God a praise. God is going to back me up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The problem is that God had too many coward soldiers that wouldn't stand. Come on here, somebody. Why? Did they worry about what the world say? They worry about what the people say. They worry about what everything about what God is. Come on here, somebody. You know what? While I'm out here, I'm going to go ahead and say what the Lord putting on my heart to say. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
The reason why we ain't nothing in the kingdom of God is that we wasn't nothing in the world. Come on here, somebody. A lot of us were shucking and diving, faking and shaking in the world, and then we came over on God's side trying to do the same thing, but God said, no, I don't play that over here.
Come on. Don't play that.
We thought when we got on God's side, we could be able to hide out. God said, no. Ain't no hiding out. And so, God is saying now he done called us out the world because he saw what we were in the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, look how bold they is on the devil's side. Wait till I get them on my side.
Come on.
They're going to be more powerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Too.
Somebody ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know how you was when you was on the enemy side? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God saw. He said, you wait till I get him on my side. You wait till they get that love. Glory to God. I'm going to love them. How many of you can say that God loves you in? Come on here, somebody. I can. Amen. God loves me.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going nowhere. That's why I ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. I'm like,
come on.
What's the name? I'm saying, and you're going to love me. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to love me. That's why I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God said, look, you're going to get the job done. And so God is calling for true warriors. That's why we're here. Wake up. Whoever's snoring, wake up. Yeshua coming. Wake up.
Wake up.
Ain't no sleeping on the job. You get fired for that. Glory to God. You can't sleep on man's job. They'll fire you for that. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We love God tonight. And I'm getting ready to close it. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord. If you have not sown your seed, sow your seed, child of God. Sow your seed. So God can meet your needs. God waiting on you. You waiting on God. God waiting on you.
Yeah.
He can't move till you move. And whatever he tell you to do, do it.
Okay.
Because this is fertile ground. This is rich ground. But most of all, this is holy ground. I couldn't pray. Finish the prayer out until I did what the Lord wanted me to do. He said, make sure you let them know to sow their seed. Hallelujah. So try to get that in as soon as you can. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor and adoration. Father, we thank you tonight. What our ears have heard, what our eyes have seen, what our hearts now understand. We thank you tonight, Lord, that you chose us for this assignment. We thank you tonight for bringing love and unity and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for revealing things that we didn't know. We thank you, Lord, for showing us things that we had not seen. We give your name the praise, God, and the glory. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise, for there is none like you. We thank you, Lord, for exposing the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to light that which was in the darkness. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah to God tonight, that we loose our angels all around. We give you praise and glory for all things. Yeshua, in his name we pray. What I say unto one?
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
Pray.
And pray.
Pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
There
ain't nothing you can do about that. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
You are now dismissed until tomorrow.
Shalom.
Love everyone.
Bible said there would be earthquakes and diamond plates. The words of the song said Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
Spread it for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God getting the spread.
We from
temptations on every hand. Though Satan's trying to stop me and to place my feet on sinking sand, through the pain and all of my sorrow, through the tears and all of my fear, the Lord was there to keep me, for he kept me in the midst of it all. Not because I've been so faithful, not because I've always obeyed. No, it's not because I trusted him. Be with me all of the way. But it's because he loved me so dearly. He was there.
Thank you.